It is Rewind. It's Dan Morgan and Mike Bancoli to talk about Wolves. We are on the verge of playing Wolves away, so we bring you two games from the past, one Jurgen Klopp, one not. And we start at Molineux on the 15th of March, 2021. Wolves nil, Liverpool one. A Diogo Jota goal. I'll run through the lineups. Alisson Becker, Trent, Nathaniel Phillips and Ozan Kabak playing centre-back. Andy Robertson, a midfield of Fabinho, Thiago and Wijnaldum. A front three of Mane, Salah and Jota. Bench, Adrian, Tsimikas, Reece Williams, Nico Williams, James Milner, Naby Keita, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Curtis Jones and Serge Tchakiri. I won't run through Wolves, Rui Patricio, Roman Saiss, Conor Cody, Willy Bolly, Nelson Semedo, Ruben Neves, Yao Matinho, Johnny Otto, Adama Traore, Pedro Neto, and Willian Jose. I'm just looking at who's managing Wolves and making sure it's still Nuno. Yeah, it is still Nuno at this point. I couldn't remember this game, Mike, until I actually looked at the highlights for it. It's in the sort of Phillips Kabak era of the season. And I think the first memory that comes to mind for me when I think of that is Leicester. And the catastrophe that is Leicester away when they beat us 3-1. But when we get to this point in March, we're starting a run where we'd only really lose one more game all season, to be Real Madrid, who beat us, which is fair enough. We're 10 points off third at the end of this game. We go on to finish third, which is impressive to make up that points margin. And just in general, it's just a feeling that nature's healing, that Liverpool can go to in a way against Wolves, albeit in the weird circumstances of getting football behind closed doors and nick a 1-0, which it felt like they haven't been able to do for so long. It felt like all of those score lines were going against them.